What if you could see how every meal affects your body in real time, without ever needing a doctor's prescription? This week, the US FDA made that a reality, clearing the first over-the-counter continuous glucose monitor. This isn't just a new product, it's a fundamental shift in who controls personal health data, and it's sending shockwaves through the medical and consumer tech industries. Welcome to Troy Technical Intelligence, your weekly briefing on the technology developments shaping US and European business. I'm Susie. This week, we're tracking a revolution in diagnostics as sensors move from the hospital lab directly onto the consumer. We'll break down the massive market implications of the FDA's groundbreaking decision on over-the-counter biosensors. We'll then look at the next frontier, minimally invasive microneedles and sweat-based sensors that promise to track everything from stress to sleep quality. Finally, we'll pivot to a critical industrial application, how new biosensors are providing a low-cost, real-time defense against heavy metal contamination in our water supply. With me, as always, is our expert analyst, Troy. Troy, let's start with the big one, Dexcom.
That's right, Susie. On March 5th, the US FDA cleared the Dexcom Stelo, the first continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, available without a prescription for adults not using insulin. Each wearable sensor lasts up to 15 days, sending glucose readings directly to a smartphone app. This is a monumental shift. Previously, CGMs were primarily prescription devices for people with insulin-dependent diabetes. Stelo opens the market to millions of non-insulin-using type 2 diabetics, pre-diabetics, and even the general health-conscious population.
So this moves a medical device into the consumer wellness space, like a fitness tracker. What does that mean for manufacturers in the US and Europe?
It creates both a huge opportunity and an immediate threat. For US-based Dexcom and its main rival Abbott, this opens a massive new consumer market. But for European medical device giants like Roche and Medtronic, they must now urgently develop an over-the-counter strategy or risk being left behind. It also creates a surge in demand for the entire supply chain, specialized sensors, biocompatible adhesives, and low-energy wireless communication chips.
And for trading and distribution companies? This changes the entire sales channel.
Exactly. The product moves from dedicated medical supply distributors to mass market retail. Think pharmacies like CVS and Walgreens, big box stores, and direct-to-consumer e-commerce. Trading companies that can bridge the gap between medical-grade manufacturing and high-volume consumer logistics will have a significant advantage. The packaging, marketing, and support models are completely different.
So, what's the actionable insight for executives listening right now?
They need to ask two questions. First, can our existing medical technology be simplified or repositioned for a consumer wellness market? Second, is our supply chain prepared for the demands of consumer retail? The barrier between medical device and consumer electronic has just been shattered.
That FDA decision feels like the tip of the iceberg. The technology to monitor our bodies is getting less invasive and more powerful. I'm seeing reports on everything from microneedles to smart sweat sensors. What's the next frontier beyond glucose?
The next frontier is multi-biomarker monitoring, painlessly and continuously. Microneedle technology is a key enabler. Researchers at Washington State University, for example, have developed a minimally invasive wireless sensor that uses microneedles to measure glucose in the interstitial fluid just below the skin. We're also seeing 3D-printed hollow microneedle sensors from the UK that achieve an incredibly low detection limit of 0.285 micromolars.
So, still glucose, but what else can this technology track?
That's the critical point. The platform is adaptable. The National Institute of Diabetes is already backing a microneedle sensor that continuously monitors both ketone and glucose levels for early DKA detection. And researchers at the University of Texas at Dallas just developed a wearable sweat sensor that continuously measures cortisol and melatonin, the key hormones regulating stress and sleep. This moves us from single-point disease management to holistic health monitoring.
For US and European manufacturers, is this about building the device or the whole ecosystem?
It's the ecosystem. The device is just the entry point. Look at Dexcom's G7, which integrates directly with the Apple Watch. The real value is in the platform. This requires expertise in microfluidics for sweat handling, material science for flexible sensors, and nanotechnology for signal amplification. European and American companies with strengths in these high-tech manufacturing areas are perfectly positioned to lead.
What should distributors be looking at? This sounds more like R&D than finished product.
They should be scouting the component technology,
The demand for biocompatible polymers, advanced catalytic materials, and MEMS, microelectromechanical systems, is going to explode. Distributors who can source these advanced components from university labs and startups will be essential partners for the big manufacturers.
Your actionable insight here?
Executives should be investing or acquiring startups in the microneedle and sweat sensing space. Crucially, they must simultaneously build out their data analytics capabilities. As the Cambridge Health Tech Institute conference highlighted, the future is AI-driven platforms that turn this constant stream of biomarker data into predictive health insights for the user.
Troy, let's shift focus from personal health to industrial and environmental safety. It seems the same biosensor technology has a major role to play in monitoring our water supply.
It absolutely does, and it's addressing a critical vulnerability. Traditional heavy metal testing in water requires sending samples to a lab with expensive equipment like an ICP-MS. It's slow and costly. New biosensors are making this testing rapid, on-site, and affordable.
What kind of technology are we talking about?
We're seeing several approaches. Researchers at the University of Waterloo in Canada have developed a DNAzyme-based sensor. By modifying the DNA with phosphorothioate, they can detect lead ions down to 0.1 nanomolar and mercury down to 2.0 nanomolar, levels that are exceptionally low. Another key development, published in Nature Communications, is a handheld whole cell biosensor.
A whole cell biosensor? So using living microbes to detect contaminants?
Precisely. It uses genetically engineered microbes that produce a visual signal, like a color change, in the presence of cadmium or mercury. The validation in real river water was successful, with detection limits between 10 and 100 micrograms per liter.
That sounds powerful. What does this mean for U.S. and European manufacturers?
It's a dual impact. As a compliance tool, it allows factories in the automotive, electronics, or chemical sectors to monitor their own wastewater in real time, preventing costly environmental fines. But it's also a massive product opportunity for industrial instrument makers. The handheld device I mentioned costs about $401 to produce, with each test costing just 33 cents. That is incredibly disruptive.
And who are the customers for trading companies in this space?
The market is broad. Municipal water authorities, industrial plants for their EPA compliance, large-scale agriculture, and environmental consulting firms. Distributors of industrial testing equipment can now offer a product that replaces a slow, expensive lab service with a cheap, instantaneous on-site test.
So the final actionable insight for our industrial leaders.
Pilot these new on-site biosensors now for your own process control and compliance. And for technology firms, use AI to get ahead. A study from Australia's Edith Cowan University showed that machine learning models, specifically random forest, could accurately predict biosensor performance, drastically reducing the time and cost of development. This is how you build a competitive edge.
Troy, a lot to process this week. Can you distill it down into the three most important strategic takeaways for our listeners?
Certainly. First, the consumerization of medical technology is no longer a future trend. It is here now. The FDA's clearance of Dexcom Stelo as an over-the-counter product has torn down the wall between medical devices and consumer wellness. Executives must have a consumer-facing strategy and a retail-ready supply chain, or they will be outmaneuvered. Second, the next wave is multi-biomarker monitoring. The race is on for painless, continuous sensors that track stress, sleep, and overall metabolic health using microneedle and sweat-based platforms. For Western companies, the competitive advantage lies in mastering the underlying material science, micromanufacturing, and, crucially, the AI to interpret the data. Finally, biosensors are now an industrial and environmental imperative. For manufacturers, low-cost, on-site heavy metal sensors are changing compliance from a periodic risk to a manageable, real-time data stream. This is a vital risk management tool and a significant new market for instrumentation companies. The core action is to assess how your products and processes fit into this new world of accessible, continuous sensing.
A clear and powerful summary, Troy. Thank you. This marks a genuine turning point in how technology integrates with our health and our environment, and we'll be tracking the business implications every step of the way. That's all for this week's Troy Technical Intelligence. Join us next week for your next strategic briefing. Please subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your audio to ensure you never miss an update.